With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. As President Trump prepares to deliver his State of the Union address tonight, a lot of focus is expected to be on the economy and accomplishments the president says his policies have made over the past year. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We're putting more money back in your pockets. We're restoring peace through strength. We're defending our border and deporting criminal illegal aliens. We're standing up for American industry and manufacturing. And we're making American workers, not foreign countries, the clear winners in this American economy. Those are not talking points. That is what we have delivered. It's called Republican results. And we are proud to run on that message in this fateful midterm election year.
And not surprisingly, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the president will make a strong pitch for the GOP to hold its congressional majorities in the midterm elections later this year.
The president will lay out the case for why he and Republicans are better suited to continue tackling the affordability crisis that was created by the Biden administration and Democrats on Capitol Hill.
And she says that it will also amount to a celebration of 250 years of American independence.
The results speak for themselves. Why does he have so much to talk about? Because inflation's down, wages are up, investment is booming, the GDP is exceeding every expectation.
House Speaker Mike Johnson anticipating tonight's address. Today's show host Savannah Guthrie says her family is now offering a $1 million reward for information leading to the recovery of her mother.
There is a new plea from Nancy Guthrie's family more than 3 weeks after she was reported missing from her home in Arizona. In an Instagram post, Today's Show co-host Savannah Guthrie says the family hopes her mother will be found alive, but they also realize she may already be gone.
We need to know where she is.
Police believe Nancy Guthrie was kidnapped.
Someone out there knows something.
This is SRN News. Mississippi lawmakers moved to ban mail-order abortion pills. We get more details from correspondent Michael Harrington.
The State House of Representatives has approved a measure that would make it illegal for anyone to ship a woman an abortifacient with a penalty of 10 years in jail for violators. The person who receives the drug would not be liable, only the one who sends it. A growing number of states are passing similar bills as abortion providers try to evade pro-life laws by using the Postal Service. The legislation now goes to the Mississippi Senate for consideration. Michael Harrington reporting.
The state of Kansas set to invalidate some 1,700 driver's licenses held by people living as the opposite sex and roughly as many of their birth certificates as well. A new law goes into effect in the state this week that imposes restrictions on the listing of gender identities in government documents of any kind. The Kansas legislature's Republican supermajorities had to override a veto to pass that. This is SRN News. FedEx now suing the U.S. government.
The package delivery giant is requesting a full refund on what it paid for tariffs set by President Trump last year after the Supreme Court struck down the tariffs. In a filing with the U.S. Court of International Trade, FedEx says it has suffered injury from having to pay the tariffs and that the relief being sought would remedy those injuries. Other companies, including large U.S. corporations like Costco and Revlon, previously launched efforts to recoup their costs. Rich Thomason, Washington.
China is restricting exports to 40 Japanese entities. It says that they are contributing to Japan's remilitarization in the latest escalation of trade tensions with Tokyo. On Wall Street right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 447 points, the NASDAQ up 233, and the S&P 500 up about 54. More at SRNnews.com.